Usually in a given learning center, we have two teachers, one from the host community, which means national teacher, and another one Rohingya teacher. So national teachers are not allowed in the camp because it is still under lockdown. But the Burmese language teachers are allowed to not to give education services per se exclusively, but they are allowed to do home visits for different purposes, like, for example, health related communication or nutrition related communication or hygiene or wash related communication. So the BLIs, we call them BLIs, Burmese language instructors, they are allowed to move in the camp with those messages, which means they are visiting the houses anyway. So we are taking the opportunity of their visits in the households with some educational services as well. And as I said, now what they do basically three kind of activities, education activities when they go to the home. Yeah. One is explaining caregiver what needs to be done in the coming 2 weeks, what are the activities they should do with their children. Second is if any of the caregivers are struggling with explaining any concept or doing a homework or anything like that, then the teacher will explain it for the students or create a mechanism when he or she can explain it to the students. And then third, whatever activities the student have practiced at home in the past week, they will have a look at it. We don't encourage them a lot to check the papers because there is risk of transmission and things like that. So whatever is possible, they just monitor whether the student have at least attempted the activities that they were tasked for. So these are the three main things that they do.